All right, so our question this week, someone wrote in that their kid was having a hard time at preschool. They said their three-year-old son is having trouble regulating their emotions. They're
pushing. Makes sense. Yeah, they're 3 years old.
he's pushing, though. He's hitting, slapping, roaring. He's refusing to nap. We know that one pretty well,
yep.
Which seems to amplify the problems. Please help. So what do we got?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's not uncommon, right? This is incredibly typical, and you're certainly not alone. So, you know... Let go of this idea that, like, my kid's not normal. There's something terribly wrong with him.
Yeah.
Chances are he's just fine.
Yeah. There's almost all the kids in that room at some point are hitting, are pushing, are slapping, are whining, are struggling to regulate their emotions.
Right. And maybe some more than others. And some it might take more work from us to really dig below the surface, play detective, and see what's going on underneath for that child.
Yeah, and so I think that's kind of the big takeaway, right? We see all these behaviors on the surface, and we're so quick to kind of just, you know, have these labels that we'll throw at these kids instead of realizing there's probably some pretty big feelings going on beneath. So like you were saying, step one, right? Play detective. Look at what might be going on in that environment when we see these behaviors happening, right? The idea is we want to identify what might be triggering whatever feelings are leading to the behaviors.
Yeah, so this has me thinking about our three-year-old son who recently started at a new preschool, right?
The story sounded eerily familiar.
Yeah, not like the hitting, slapping, roaring piece, but the not napping piece is something that we totally understand. So he moved to a new daycare, wasn't napping for them. I mean, he really, I'm going to be like a defensive mother right now. He really only had like 8 opportunities.
It's not many opportunities.
It's not many opportunities.
Across like 3 weeks, too.
To feel comfortable. Yeah. But... what we realized is that when we looked at the environment, so where was he in the classroom during nap time?
Yeah.
What did the lighting look like? What did the sound look like? You know, they have music playing. Are there teachers chatting? Are there teachers close by? And it sounds like a lot of work for one child. But once we were able to make some environmental changes, he's now been napping consistently.
Yeah.
So if we put in a little bit more of the effort and the work up front, we're going to see that pay off over time.
Yeah. So it's not so much about like stopping the behaviors that we're seeing. It's being a little more proactive to kind of address however we can shift the environment.
Right. So like not trying to necessarily change the child, which I think
that's
from
kinda,
experience.
It's just,
that's what we go to sometimes. Like fix this problem, which is the child, not the environment, not the activity.
And that's been kind of foundational to our mission with all of Happy Human is recognize that because so many parents out there are going to others to fix my child when really so much of the work needs to happen here because we're not doing what we need to be doing to set that environment up that is helping them be successful.
And maybe we don't know what to do or maybe we can't do it and we do need more support.
Right. But
and that's fine too.
We're just trying to shift blame away from the child instead of like having this expectation that three-year-old needs to be able to self-regulate, which is absolutely madness because most adults out there, no offense, struggle with self-regulation. We have a really hard time managing our own emotions, yet we have these expectations a freaking three-year-olds to be like, can't you just not get so angry that you hit when they're just lacking the brains because they're so young, so underdeveloped, so biologically immature. So instead of expecting them to self-regulate, like we talk about, we need to work much harder at teaching them the skills of self-regulation through co-regulation.
Right. So we know that in order to develop self-regulation, we need to be able to co-regulate with an adult, meaning an adult is helping us through use of different tools and strategies, maybe a hug, maybe a loving glance.
Right.
And then eventually we get to the point in our lives when we're able to do this more independently. But certainly at three, that's not something that we're expecting to see.
Yeah.
So if you're seeing your child or you're seeing someone at your daycare hitting, pushing, really digging, helping them to co-regulate so that those emotions become less intense for them and that they're able to access the tools that they need to be successful in the classroom.